Zakta Mishnah Vayitra Masechta Shabbos Perik Yotes Mishnah Vav. When the Mael does the Brits in the weekdays, so he has to remove the Arla and all of the shreds that may remain. Let's say the Mael didn't do a good enough job, so go back and do it. But on Shabbos, however, once he finished and he says, "Oi, I left over some of the shreds," he can only go back and cut the parts that, if not for that, it wouldn't be a kosher bris. So we have to know what's called a kosher bris. So the Mishnah tells us, Eliu and Sitzin, here are the shreds, ha-ma'akven es ha-mila, and it refers to basa, the flesh, ha-chayfer, that covers es roiv hu-atar. Literally, the word atara means a crown, it means the top part of where the bris has to be cut. Zok the Mishnah, ve'ein eichel b'troma. If he's a kayin, he may not eat troma. See, a kayin can't eat troma unless he had a bris. And if the bris wasn't done properly, he cannot eat troma. Bimhaya bal basar, and that means, this is a person where even though he really had a kosher bris, but because he's a bal basar, it looks like some of the shreds were left over. So masakna, it should be fixed anyway, nipnei maris ha'ayin, because of what it looks like. We don't want people to think that he didn't have a bris. Vayitra zakta Mishnah, mol v'loy para. Remember we said that there are three parts to the bris. First there's the cutting, then you have to like peel it and reveal it. Malba v'loy parai, didn't do the priya. Kilo loy mal, it's as if the bris milah was not performed. He must go back and do the priya, even if he already officially finished. Now, the halacha, says the Batanura, is that the shreds that are not ma'akev the milah, that you could only do while the mile is still working. Once he takes away his hands, he can't finish it on Shabbos. As opposed to the shreds that are ma'akev the mitzvah of milah, that he can return to, even if he already officially finished, but he says, uh-oh, I have to go back. He's allowed to do that, even on Shabbos.